as results come and let the lads get more confident and they can get happier, and that's how football goes. And I think that's what we're doing at the minute, is getting results, playing well, and you know, everyone's happy and confident.
It seems to be since the Crewe game where you've just gone with it. You're on a flyer at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. Crewe was a bit of a bad time for us. We got beat 3-0 and that, and I think that the fact that you know, the lads were a bit upset, and I think that happened in football. Yeah, you're meant to get beat sometimes. You can't win every game, and you know, the run that we've got on, we've just got to enjoy it.
Was that the kind of low point of the season? And let's be honest, the first half was pretty disappointing, but the Crewe game, was that a real marker in the sand for you?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I think that, you know, the lads realised that we were down in the dumps and we were in the bottom four at the time, and to go there and get beat 3-0 wasn't acceptable, and the performance wasn't acceptable. But, you know, we've turned it round. We've got a good squad of lads, and, you know, it just shows that the run we're on at the minute, and you know, the way they've turned things around, considering we're down there.
How would you sum up the season so far?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a roller coaster, but for us at the minute, it's going well. So we've got to enjoy that, like I said, and you know, keep the run going.
Do you almost feel though, that first half of the season was just a waste? Because you look at the run you're on now, and I guess in your own mind, you think, what could have been?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah, but that's football, innit? You know, you don't know what's around any corner, and we just took game by game, and you know, we went on a bit of a poor run at the start of the season, but you know, we showed great character and getting up the table and turning things around.
Are we finally then seeing the true potential of this squad? And we maybe won't see it to its full potential until next season, maybe now.
Yeah, I think we've still got a lot more to offer the squad, and you know, I'm confident in the fact that we can do this run for a lot longer, and certainly we, you know, I'm not saying the playoffs is not there for us, because it certainly is, but I think that if we don't get there this year, you'll see the good squad we've got for next year.
What kind of a run would it take to get you in there this season?
I think we've just got to keep doing what we're doing, you know, winning games, taking each one as it comes, and for me, we can only win our games and put the pressure on other teams.
The manager keeps it on a level though, doesn't he? He won't really allow playoff talk to creep in. He's not doing it yet anyway.
Yeah, of course, you know, the manager's realistic, and so are we, and it's going to take a lot of doing and a lot of luck to get there, but, you know, stranger things have happened.
Has he put any more responsibility on your shoulders as a footballer since Nigel's come in? Is he given you any additional responsibility in that team?
Little things in different ways, yeah. I think he's definitely made me a bit of a better player since he's been here, and the staff also, and I think most of the lads in the team, if you ask them, they'll tell you the same, that they've definitely been made a better player, yeah.
In the dealings that we've had with him, he's got something good about him. I'm not quite sure what it is, but he's got that aura about him, hasn't he? You work with him on a daily basis, so you'll know him a lot better than we do.
Yeah.
What's he done?
He's achieved a lot in the game and stuff like that, and whether he brings that into his managerial things as well, then maybe. But for me, I just think he's helped me as a player, and I know one or two who say the same. The likes of Conor Cody, who's managed to get himself on the score sheet, and you know, he came as a defensive midfielder. Now, you know, he's getting one or two chances every game and getting himself forward and goals. And I just think the managers do that into him as well. So for different players, they have got different things to do. And, you know, you look at the clean sheets we've had. And, you know, it's the manager drawing that into the defenders and the goalkeeper as well. And I think he has made everyone a bit better, yeah.
I would imagine that given his profile and what he's done in the game, there's an immediate respect there, isn't there? As soon as he walks in as the club's new manager, it's there.
Yeah, of course, yeah. You know, for someone to achieve quite a lot in the game, they're always well respected no matter where they go. And you know, no matter what manager comes in, they're always respected. But when they've done something in the game, it's that little bit more extra respect.
What about you? It was a bit of a slow start, wasn't it? As it was for many, in fairness. But you seem to be finding your rhythm now.
Yeah, yeah. You're just, you know, playing with... When you first come in, you don't really know the lads, and you need to adapt and know each other's game inside out and stuff like that. And, you know, I think we've found that now. And now that the squad's settled and got a good group of lads, I think that the confidence has flown.
And your position on the field, I mean, you move around a bit, but you kind of play a withdrawn role sometimes just behind the front man, don't you?
Yeah, I do, yeah. You know, as long as I'm on the pitch, I'm happy, and I'll play anywhere.
It's a big week, big couple of games, this Peterborough here, then obviously the big one Sunday. What's the feeling in the camp about what you're looking to get from these games?
Obviously, we'll look at tomorrow night first. You know, we don't want to really look at Sunday yet because the league's very important, and we'll try and beat Peterborough tomorrow. And you know, if we do, then great, and a bit more closer to where we want to get. And then come Sunday, if we beat them, then it's a little bit more closer where we want to get as well.
You can't escape the cup, though, can you? No matter how hard you try. You walk into the car park and the queues are there every day at the moment. You just can't hide from it, can you?
No, we can't, to be honest, no. And the fans have been brilliant and maybe kept us over the line in a few of the games. And I think it's been a great run and long may it continue.
So there's still perhaps two things you can chase then this season from your point of view.
Yeah.
Playoffs and Wembley.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. So that when we are down at the bottom, and I honestly do believe in the squad and obviously believe in the manager. And I think we've got a great squad, so I can't see why not.